This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live at Husfest in Minot, North Dakota, second to last day of this wonderful, iconic festival celebrating our Scandinavian heritage. There's nothing better. There really isn't. They use all of the North Dakota State Fairgrounds, and they actually even do it one better, since sometimes this time of year can get a little chilly. They have tunnels to all the buildings, so once you're in, and you can go to all these different spots. It's really fantastic. We have to thank our friends from Touchstone Energy Cooperative, who are kind enough to host us. And they also are making cookies right across from us. So just follow your nose and you'll find us. If you say the secret word today, pillow. Todd, if you don't mind, could you say the secret word? Could you? Well, that's why I'm saying it like
pillow.
That.
Pillow.
Yeah. So because the reason I'm doing it that way is I don't want anybody here to know the secret word. I want people to know that wherever they are. Because if they say the secret word, pillow. Guess what? There's going to be a MyPillow in your future. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I also have flag hats, so stop by. Those are free of charge. Stop on by and grab one of those. I'll be here till 11 today, broadcasting live, hanging out around here till early afternoon. So love to see you. And remember, just come up to me. I have my little name tag on, Blockfest. Well, I have a plaid shirt on, Todd. That should be easy to find at Husfest, right? Yeah, plaid shirt. Just look for the guy in the plaid shirt.
Oh, wow. Let's just wear camouflage while you're at it. Nobody will find you.
Anyway, I have a little bit of a travelogue to share with you today. I ended up at the White House yesterday. I wasn't necessarily expecting to go, but the White House called and said there is going to be a press avail for the sheriff's visit with the president. I was there on the North Lawn. North Lawn. I think. Yeah, I always get my south and north mixed up when I'm there. But the big portico there, I think it was the south lawn, actually. The north lawn is the one that faces Pennsylvania.
You're south on one lawn. Of the lawns.
Yeah, south lawn faces the Washington Monument. Anyway, all the sheriffs that were there about 150 or so that were there were on the steps, you know, on the little colonnade there. Same place the president would come out when he goes to Marine One. And then he came out from the Oval Office and spent some time with them, and we covered all of that. Facebook Live. I have that up on Facebook, as a matter of fact, so you can see it if you didn't get a chance to see it. But it was great fun. I also had an interesting conversation with Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday, and I was able to deliver to him the message I heard overwhelmingly from our listeners here, as a matter of fact, meaning back home in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. On what you want more of from Lindsey Graham and other Republican senators. I had told Senator Kevin Cramer about that earlier, and I said, you know, folks, they want some more fight. They don't see enough Republicans having the president's back. And so Senator Cramer was on the floor of the Senate and happened to see Lindsey Graham, said, come here, you got to meet somebody. And so pulled him off the floor, and we had a conversation. So I'm going to share that with you as well. And I have a dream, Todd, or I had a dream. Actually, yeah, I had, this is, Martin Luther King was, you know, having a dream. I had one last night, and it related totally to my trip to Washington, D.C. I don't very often, I'm not a dreamer, or at least, I mean, everybody dreams, but the question is whether you remember them.
You
or
don't
not.
Spend enough time sleeping at night, for one thing.
You're, maybe that's the deal. But
you
know,
if you slept 8 hours, you might spend some of that time dreaming.
But it was real. It was very real. So I want to share that with you a little bit today. It was interesting. It's all related to the trip to Washington, which is a cesspool, folks. It's every bit of the swamp we thought it was and more, which is why it's a delight to be at Husfest today. We have a lot of fun guests that we're going to chat with. We're going to talk with one of the iconic church basement ladies. You can't even believe it. Can't even believe it. We're going to talk to Bobby V's sons, who are part of the Neil Diamond tribute. We're going to talk to, is it Ismo? Yeah, it's Ismo, right? He's the Finnish a stand-up comedian that is just absolutely hilarious. And he's got a bit about learning to speak English, so it should be fun. And then we have a Viking storyteller, an actual Viking storyteller on the program today, plus Senator Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall. And, of course, your calls, your questions, and your comments. Okay? First thing I want to do is tell you that this dream I had might require your participation. And so we have a poll.
Okay.
We have a poll to take today, and we'll give away another one of those pillows. Secret word? What's the secret word today, Tom?
Come
find me. Black vest, plaid shirt, name tag on, just say pillow, and I'm going to hand you one. Simple as that. But I also have one for someone that answers our text question of the day, and we're going to get to that when I tell you about the... The interesting dream that I had last night, because it has a call to action. So all that coming up on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Here's how you join us, and please do. You can text me, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. The phone company figure the... stuff out you've been dealing with yet, Todd, or are we sitting with the
we'll
number?
Find out, I guess. I'll know in a moment. By the way, everybody can stop texting me the secret word, because that doesn't count.
No, you got to come find me at HuskFest. There will be a way to win my pillow by texting, but you got to stay tuned for that coming up here in a little bit. Right now, though, something really smells here. I smell barn.
You smell barn?
I smell barn. I don't mean to accuse you of anything, ma'am, but... why would you smell barn?
Because you didn't know manure spreaders or no manure scrapers out the door here when I came into HuskFest. When I grew up, we had the manure scrapers on the sidewalk. So
they need to add that at HuskFest.
I think so.
Yeah.
Those of us who just came in
and then you wouldn't,
after milking.
You wouldn't smell barn anymore.
Then you wouldn't. No.
It's
on your shoes, you know.
You gave me a copy of your book, Growing Up Rural.
You smell barn, yeah?
You smell barn, and...
did you read it?
I did, and I learned a lot.
What do you mean you learned a lot?
That HuskFest needs manure scrapers.
Okay,
And that...
I suggested it on an opinion thing, but they didn't take my...
No,
word,
what are they thinking? They don't listen to one of the Lutheran ladies?
They don't listen to the Lutherans out here.
I mean, you're royalty. The Lutheran ladies are royalty.
I've been out here for 35 years. I'm not royalty. We're Lutheran, so we don't get a big head.
You don't?
No.
Humble people.
Humble. In fact, my friend's dad always bought a gray Buick because she said to him, Dad, why do you always drive a gray Buick? He said, it matches the pavement and it won't look like I'm showing off. I'm sorry for my voice. I lost my voice.
You're all right. Janet Martin is with us, one of the Lutheran ladies, great author of...
I sound like I got gravel in my throat or I've been out in the barley field or something.
This woman knows Scandinavian culture, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've been here for 35 years. I've written 20 books on the Scandinavian culture. I've performed out at North Coast Fest, and many of you have seen our church basement ladies' plays. We have 8 of them that 4 million people have seen. Across the country. Oh, my voice is awful.
It's fine.
And we got a new one coming out called Hark the Basement Ladies Sing.
Hark the Basement Ladies Sing.
And that is a Christmas show at the Ames Center in Burnsville.
I can't think of
in November.
I can't think of a better Christmas gift than that.
It is a good one. Yeah. Then they'll laugh.
So what do you think, if somebody read all 20 of your books, what would be their top takeaway? What would they learn most about the Norwegian culture?
If they grew up like I did with 99% of the people that read it do say, you told my story. We grew up, no matter what town we grew up in the Midwest, we grew up the same way. We learned to work hard. You know, we didn't take anything for granted. We were humble people. We were kind people. I mean, I'm kind of bragging, but that's the way we were.
No, you're right.
And we pulled ourselves up by the bootstraps and we made it.
Do you think that culture continues with the next generation?
I do with...
Here, at least,
it
right?
It depends upon if we teach our kids that. You know, this is what's going on, I think. It's all how you teach your kids. Now, my daughters, I passed it on to them. I thought, I hope you pass it on to your kids. My...
And how do you pass it on? Is it by just living it and saying...
Living it and... Now, we have a...
Talking about it, explaining it? I mean...
No, you have to do it.
To show it.
You show it, yeah.
Yeah.
One friend told me there's nothing hard about raising kids. All you have to do is show up. And that's it. You have to show up. You have to show up.
It is amazing.
When activities, you have to show up for them. When they're down, you have to show up. You have to be there for them.
Yeah, that's so true. Be present.
Yeah, be present. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I often think, gosh, am I a bad parent, right? We got one that's in the workforce now and one in college and one in high school, and I constantly think that. And then my wife will say, we say this to each other, that, you know, we're showing them by how we're doing what we're doing.
Oh, you're working.
How to
live
the
life.
You're
working,
yeah.
And you can make it. We're always told we can do it. We can make it.
Work ethic is a big part of that.
Yep.
Are you performing here?
I'm not performing here.
You're signing
this
books?
This is my last book. I'm working on a huge family reunion. I'm not talking huge. I'm taking up people that I never knew.
Wow.
On Facebook, on my father's side, the Letnesses, and all of a sudden I got 400 people coming.
Holy buckets.
People I didn't know, I'm finding them on Facebook. I have 50 coming from Norway, and we went over there. We're filming the family now.
How do people find you?
How do they find me? Well, I'm at Lutheran Ladies on the internet.
Website.
No, I don't have a website anymore. I'm too busy.
But if you
email LutheranLadies at AOL, LutheranLadies at Yahoo.
There you go.
Yep.
Thanks, Janet.
Yes.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
There's Malcolm Open coming by to say hi and wave. The hometown pie guy from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. He's cooked up some wonderful pies for us. There's one of the legislators' shining stars, rising new stars, Bill Twight, representative from up by Hazen, along with his wonderful wife, Laurel. They've been on trips with us before.
And we're going on another. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. And I just talked to the White House last night. Actually, as I mentioned, I was there yesterday, which was really great. See the president with the sheriffs. And they encouraged us to make sure everybody knows that the slots for the tour we have planned on our trip, which, by the way, is December 10th through the 14th, to see the White House at Christmas time, will fill up. There's only so many slots. So when you sign up for the tour, it's first come, first serve to be included in the White House. So if you're thinking about going, sign up. Get signed up right away so you can be part of that. The trip will go on, but there's a special kind of tour that we can get on. There's a quickie tour, and there's a special tour. We want to get everybody on the special tour, but we have a deadline because they fill up very fast. It's incredible. So, love to have you along. If you email me, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, I will gladly email you out a copy. If you text me and say just nothing in the text but DC, I'll send you the link. Okay, just put DC in the link. And you text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. All right. I got to tell you about my dream, don't I, Todd? I mean, after all, I told you I had a dream. Martin Luther King, he got up and said, I have a dream. And it was amazing. He had this vision. Last night, I had a dream. Okay, so this is past tense, but it involves you, our fine listeners. Our fine listeners. Okay? And the reason it involves you, our fine listeners, is that elections should matter more than lawyers. You said this wonderful Janet Martin on one of the Lutheran ladies, and she said to me after, I didn't want to talk politics, but I want to talk politics with you. She didn't want to talk about it on the air. She said, well, you know what? All these investigations go on. They never find anything, and guess what? The lawyers get rich. The lawyers get all the money, and they just go on and on and on. Which, by the way, she's right. Four of the richest counties in America surround Washington, D.C. What do they build in Washington, D.C.? Nothing. They don't build anything. They talk for a living. It's absolutely ridiculous. How can that be the richest? Because she's exactly right. Now, her answer was term limits. She said people ought to get off their tractor, go in and serve 4 years, and come home. And my fear of term limits in that regard, if it worked like she wanted it to work, I'd be all for it. But I think what happens is one of the reasons we are in the place we are in because members of Congress no longer run the show. You know who runs the show? The shadowy lawyers who live in the fancy homes in the four counties around. All the lobbyists. All of the other people. That's who's doing it. So this dream pertained to what we need to do all about it. So and I'll give you a quick context on this. Donald Trump is coming to Minneapolis. There's a big rally at the Target Center on the 10th of October. I want to make sure I got that date right. 10th of October, okay? And so I was talking to some people about trying to arrange an interview yesterday. As soon as they announced it yesterday afternoon as I was headed back out of Washington, D.C. for Minot and Hustfest. And I don't know if I'll get an interview or not. You never know until about, 30 seconds before it happens, usually. So we're working on it. But I went to bed last night after flying in at midnight from Washington, D.C. into Minot. Beautiful airport here, by the way. I hadn't flown out of or into Minot before. I've dropped folks off there but not been in there. They've done a nice job. It's really nice. Looks a lot like Bismarck's airport, actually. But we have some good airports here. We really do. Anyway, I put my head on the pillow, and that's what I'm thinking about. 1 o'clock in the morning. So I fall asleep, and I dream that I'm interviewing Donald Trump in Minneapolis. And I ask Donald Trump the following question. Mr. President, there's a lot of people that I talk to every day on the radio across the heartland of America that have your back. They have your back. They care about what you stand for. They believe in you. They're fighting for you. What advice do you have for them? What could they do that would most help you? Without missing a beat, the president said, can I say three things? I feel like Adam Schiff now, making up a conversation. But this was a dream. I didn't make it up to get myself on TV. This was 100% in my brain. And I'm recounting it to you from memory from last night. That's how vivid it was. So he says, can I tell you three things? I said, of course. What are the three things people can do for you? The first thing he said was pray. The first thing he said was pray. I know that will surprise some people. But the president gets told a lot. I'm praying for you, right? So, in that sense, it doesn't surprise me. He's feeling those prayers. I said, pray. Why? He said, we need strength, we need wisdom, and we need hope. We can't say much better than that. You said three things, though, Mr. President. What was the second thing? He said, peace. I said, what do you mean? Calm yourself. Fight smart. Interesting. I do take the calm yourself part pretty seriously, because I think a lot of us have that sort of knot in our stomach with all this stuff going on. I mean, look at our farmers and ranchers. All the challenges they have right now, trade battles and prices and weather and rain and wheat sprout and you name it, right? And then you turn on the TV and you see people trying to take somebody down that was elected, that you supported for nothing, a nothing burger. So I think that's good advice. I said, what's number three? He said, participate. Pray, peace, participate. Get in the arena. Do you love this country enough to be a voice of reason? Don't hide. And that was it. Stopped right there. It stopped right there. But I have to tell you, it's a dream. It wasn't reality. It didn't happen. The president is coming to Minneapolis, and I don't have an interview yet. He is coming to Minneapolis, but not till October 10th, and I don't have an interview locked up. But I'll tell you what, if I do, I'm going to ask that question, and I can't wait to find out the answers. Now, here's my text question to win the MyPillow. Does that make sense? Never mind that it was a dream. Let's consider it, fiction, okay? I think those are three really good pieces of advice on how to get through a battle like we're about to enter. Because there is a swamp, it is a dark place, and this is a battle, folks. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a battle. Elections matter less than investigations. That's what's going on right now underneath our noses. Which of those is the most important, would you say? Text me that answer of the three. You know? Praying. Finding peace. Fighting smart. Participating. What's the most important thing we can do to help this president? And if it's not on that list, that's fine. You tell me. It's the most important thing we can do. My pillow winner for that answer. 701-367-2054. Don't go away.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at Voices of Watford.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon said suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voters, voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him, and he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time he, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Coming up on Tuesday, October 8th, you have an opportunity to own a little slice of heaven in North Dakota, the Fettick Ranch. Are you familiar with that at all? It's in Dunn County, 2,414 acres. It'll be auctioned off just on the edge of the Badlands, the Killdeer Mountains, right off 22. It's a remarkable property. And my friends at Pipers are auctioning three parcels just north of Killdeer, North Dakota. Little Missouri State Park is inches away. Little Missouri River right there runs through part of the property. It's incredible. It really is. This is October 8th, 11 a.m. The auction location is the Grand Dakota Lodge and Convention Center. If you go to pipers.com, you'll find all the details. Call for a catalog. I'm looking at it. And I can't turn the page without losing my breath. It's really incredible. Cattle, grazing and horses, endless activities for sportsmen and recreationalists. I mean, three parcels, a notable farm and ranch headquarters, multi-purpose building, living quarters, shop, tack room, livestock well, all that, southwest water, rural water, highly productive cropland suitable for alfalfa, small grains, pasture land, excellent grazing. And Highway 22 divides parcels 2 and 3, which provide great access to both parcels. And again, the Badlands in view for miles, a little Missouri River in the distance with beautiful scenic views, premier property. Find out more, pipers.com, the Fettick Ranch, north of Killdeer, coming up. You want to take that in for sure. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Let's get those text answers in today. And remember, the secret word is what, Todd?
Pillow.
You just tell me.
Pillow.
That secret word, if you're listening, and we've already given away several. But a few more, and you will get a free MyPillow. But you have to be listening elsewhere and come to Hustfest. That's the idea. That's the idea. All right. There is a Neil Diamond tribute tonight that is fantastic. You can't even believe how good it is. I know how good it is. Unfortunately, not because I've seen it, but because Senator Kevin Cramer told me about it, who absolutely loves it. And, of course, the one and only, oh, my gosh. His name is escaping me now, but another fine musical talent from the Twin Cities that plays up here all the time. Help me, help me, help me. I'll think of it.
But Johnny Holm?
Johnny Holm. Johnny Holm went on for hours about you guys. Yes.
He did.
Thank you for telling me that.
He's a good PR man.
Isn't he, though? Johnny Holm. How could I forget Johnny Holm? Nobody forgets Johnny Holm. Nobody forgets Bobby V.
Right.
Your dad.
His dad, my uncle.
Yeah, your uncle.
Yeah, his uncle, yeah.
And you're Tommy Jr.
Yeah, yep, I'm Tommy, yep.
And Matt V is here as well, his nephew.
Yep.
Great idea to do this Neil Diamond tribute, guys. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're loving it.
Where did the idea from? Where did the dream come from to do it?
You know, I play once in a while with a band called the Fabulous Armadillos in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And they do genre concerts for a year. And invariably, I'd end up singing some Neil Diamond songs with them. And I was asked to do a tribute show, and at first I thought, well, maybe, you know, and then they kept on after it, and I thought, yeah, let's give it a try. I called up Tommy and Jeff, said, you want to do this? I said, why not? So here we are 3 years later still doing it.
That's awesome. And yeah. By the way, shows you 1 and 3. I'm sorry, 1 and 6:30. 1 and 6:30 for the Neil Diamond tribute at Huss Fest, so if you want to take it in. So, Tommy, tell me, like, have you been musically inclined since you came out of the womb?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, all of us have been playing since we were little kids. And we, you know, played all through high school and then joined my dad's band when I was in my early 20s, I guess, probably mid-20s, somewhere there. And I was on the road with him for almost 30 years. And then he retired in 2011, and we've just been doing a bunch of other stuff since then. He passed in 2016, so.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that well. So what are your greatest memories growing up with an iconic dad?
You know, so much of growing up with him for us was normal. So, you know, he was a great guy. He was, he traveled a lot, but when he was home, he was home. He didn't have an office to go to or anything like that. So he was super involved in everything we did. My favorite memories are playing music with him, you know, making music with him, whether in the studio or on the road. You know, we spent a lot of time together in some musical environment. So, and that was great.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, initially in Los Angeles. I was born in Los Angeles, and then we moved back to St. Cloud, Minnesota in 1980.
Did your dad grow up in St. Cloud?
No, he grew up in Fargo.
That's right, he was a North Dakota guy.
Yeah, yep. He grew up in Fargo, and my mom was from Detroit Lakes.
Is that
so,
right?
Yeah, wow. So they wanted to... About the second they realized they didn't have to be in Los Angeles anymore, they got out of there.
It's so cool. So Matt, walk us through the tribute and what you do and how you get into the persona of Neil Diamond and crank out those great tunes.
Sure. Well, it's pretty easy when you have such a catalog, you know, to choose from.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hit after hit after hit. And I've always been a fan. You know, there's only one singer I like better, and that's my Uncle Bobby V. And I talk about that, too, in the show. And we tell a lot of stories about Neil's career. It's not just song after song, but there's some real interesting things, of course, from his career. And but we get through as many of the hits as possible in 70 minutes here at Huss Fest. You know, normally it's a 90-minute show, so we mix it up between the two shows. And
is Neil Diamond touring anymore?
No, unfortunately he has Parkinson's.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so, that was not all that long ago, right?
No,
right, just last year. So he's done touring, but so we just, you know.
He puts on a great show, too.
He sure does.
Yeah, he really does. I saw him at the Fargo Dome a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was at that show.
Were you? Yeah. Fantastic show. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, have a great time. 1 and 6:30, the performance, and Tommy V, son of Bobby V, and Matt V, his nephew, part of the performance, Jeff V, too. So have fun, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on, Scott.
Great to be here.
Say hi to Johnny if you talk to him.
We'll do.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell him we met. We finally met, yes, because he's been saying, you've got to see these guys. You've got to see these guys. Johnny Holm, one of the best, as was Bobby V. Love those roots here in the heartland of America. We're going to chat with one of the sheriffs that was hanging out with the President of the United States yesterday. How about that? First, a couple of textures. This refers to my dream question of Donald Trump. What can our listeners do for you? How can we best help you accomplish what you're looking to accomplish? I gave you his answers, and I asked for yours to win a free MyPillow. Vote out the riffraff by we the people who run this country, not them. You can calmly pray, but the Lord helps those that help themselves. So participate. It's good. Very good. Scott, what you should ask Trump is what you can do to unite the country. Good question, too. I'd love to see it. I don't see a lot of answers coming from the left right now, but that doesn't mean we ought not try. Don't disagree. More of your answers coming up. Right now, Burley County Sheriff Kelly Lieben is here, who was with the President of the United States just a few hours ago at the White House. Sheriff, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what'd you think of that?
You know what? I think this whole trip has been very informative. I think the event yesterday was pretty neat. So overall, I think it was a good trip to come out and get information and take back home.
Tell me a little bit about why you were there. What brought you to Washington, D.C.?
You know, Scott, one of my biggest concerns is, you know, when we talk about the drug issue in Burley County and especially in North Dakota, you know, but coming out here, when I looked at the agenda, I thought out of the issues that they were going to talk about, and not only talk about, but from the key players, I thought this was definitely something that I wanted to be a part of.
And, you know, to me, what I was most touched by is, I don't know, 150, 200 of you at the White House, sheriffs from all across the country, and the president comes out from the Oval Office and walks up to meet the group, and there is just a thunderous applause. There's Chants of USA. There's, folks yelling, "We got your back." There was a camaraderie there with the president. What explains that, do you think? Why are you and your fellow sheriffs so much on Team Trump?
You know, Scott, for me, when I look at President Trump, he's pushing for two professions that are very near and dear to me. He's a big supporter of the military, and he's been a big supporter of law enforcement, and that's why I have no doubt that he's got the support of most of law enforcement across the nation.
And, to have that opportunity to have that bond is pretty neat. But I too think that, there was a time when I looked in the eyes of law enforcement, sheriffs, police, and others, and saw an incredible weariness. I think about Ferguson. I think about Dallas often. I think about the Trayvon Martin incident. Just times where there was an opportunity that, remember the professor from, I forget where, Harvard or whatever, that the president decided to say law enforcement did something wrong immediately without having any of the facts. There was a time when the highest office in the land didn't have a just basic sense of common decency towards law enforcement, and the president has sort of flipped that on the head because he speaks for forgotten Americans who, like him, revere what you do, Sheriff, and appreciate it. I mean, I have to imagine if for no other reason, just that dramatic change from the highest office in the land has to be something that would bring some gratitude from you and your colleagues, right?
Oh, exactly. And, that's, Scott, that's what's near and dear to my heart. One of the big issues we're facing, besides the obvious ones in our country, we're facing a recruiting issue trying to get people to come into this profession. And all those incidents you talked about, I think that's what's in the back of young people's minds, thinking, do I want to go into a profession, one, where the pay isn't the best, the hours aren't great, but on top of that, you question whether or not your government's going to support you. And, the bottom line is we don't create these laws. We just enforce them. And, this gathering out here this week, we talked a lot about that. The immigration issue, these are laws that were created in Washington, D.C., and now it's become a partisan issue whether to enforce them or not.
No, absolutely true. Quick takeaway. I mean, the thing that you bring back the most that, stuff that you can, where different things you heard might be able to be implemented in Burleigh County?
Well, exactly. Not only the opportunity to come out and speak with Congressman Armstrong and Senators Hoeven and Kramer, but the biggest thing I'm going to take away from this is we do have an administration that's concerned about the same issues we're concerned about in Burleigh County. Drugs, illegal immigration and the crime that's coming with it, and mental health crisis in America. So we talked a lot about the same issues we're talking about in our office back in Bismarck.
Glad you were there, Sheriff. Thanks for the time. And
hey, thanks, Scott, and it was great seeing you.
The sheriff and I got a photo in front of the Oval Office, so that was kind of fun. Yeah, you can look right over our shoulder on Facebook and see him. Sheriff Lieben, thanks so much. Pretty amazing day yesterday for those sheriffs, that's for sure. We're brought to you
hey,
quite
you
today by
Sheriff Scott.
You too, you bet. Sheriff Kaiser from Stutzman County going to join us before the end of the day, too, and maybe a couple others tomorrow, or next week, rather. We're brought to you in part by MyPillow today, and remember that very good special right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% off on a ton of merchandise, including the body pillow, $89.99 regularly, now $29.99.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Love being on the road. So much so I might do this again soon. What do you say we head up to Williston next Friday? Should we do that, Todd? Yeah. The Williston Basin International Airport is opening. So I want to be among the first to experience this new XWA airport. And this community celebration, get behind the scenes, look at the new Williston Airport, family-friendly activities and fun, even a chance to run on the airport. What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? You know I'm in the middle of a commercial about Williston and the airport and our trip, and you put pie in front of me. Are you trying to? Oh, my gosh. This is lingonberry apple. The number one seller of hometown pies here at the Nordtugsfest. And I'm telling you, folks, I know these folks. That was Malcolm Oatman who just did that. Todd, could you continue doing what you do when somebody puts a piece of pie in front of you?
It'd be tough. That's when you go to an interview with somebody with long answers, and then you can kind of just sneak in a bite here and there.
See, Todd's a better man than me. He's a better man than me. I
would never say that in a million years.
I got to eat the piece of pie. Anyway, hit that on your calendar. And
what kind
check
of pie are we talking about here?
Lingonberry apple. It's the number one seller here at Husfest. They tell me hometown pies. You know,
that actually sounds healthy.
The fruit is fantastic, but the pie crumb on the top, the crumb is just to die for. It's unbelievable. It's like an apple crisp kind of, you know, crumble. Very good. Anyway,
okay,
Friday,
don't
October
die for
4th.
It though. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. Make sure you take in Saturday, October 5th. I'll be there Friday for the broadcast because we don't have a show on Saturday. Todd won't give us one. No, Charlie either. Says, you got enough. You got 5 days a week. That's enough. Otherwise, I'd be happily working Saturday.
Wow.
Community grand opening, Saturday, October 5th, 10 a.m. to 2, Williston Basin International Airport. All right. Couple more texts, and then we have a real-life Viking that's going to join us. Texter says, if this impeachment garbage gets to the Senate, then the Republicans make the rules, and Trump's attorneys will get to call witnesses and cross-examine under oath. None of this anonymous crap. Democrats don't want that. Good point. Good point. Scott, the bad cops ruin it for all the good cops. That's sort of how it goes. There's nothing new under the sun.
No.
Texter says, you can calmly pray, but the Lord helps those that help themselves, so participate. Participate, says another. If we don't, we may lose what we have, and I'm worried we may. What does participate mean? What does participate mean? Another says, the most important thing we can do is use all three. Go to church and you pray for peace. By going to church, praying for peace, you're participating and praying for that. For our great president, Donald Trump. Ask the good Lord above, give us peace internally when this fight against the political rivals that want to see this great nation turn into a third world country. All right, appreciate that very much. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. How can we participate? I'll amend my question and add that in there, too. All the answers are up for a free MyPillow, so it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Viking storyteller True Thomas is here.
Hello, hello.
Hello, sir. I've never interviewed a Viking before.
Well, the Viking age is kind of over, but there's still a few of us around.
Yeah. I was in Norway for the first time about 3 years ago.
Beautiful.
It is. And then I went back again this summer as well. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much.
What's that?
About the Viking heritage that I really didn't, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm a big Minnesota Vikings fan, but
sure.
By the extent of my Viking, you know, sort of, I get it, right? The horns, and they
right.
fight, and they're tough, and they're really creative, and they make things, but tell me what people should know about this Viking culture.
Well, first of all, they didn't wear the horned helmets. We need to get them. There's only been a few actual helmets found in the archaeological sites, and so the whole horned helmet thing came from Wagnerian opera. So, yeah, it would not be very tactical to wear one of those horned helmets if you were in a fight with somebody. They just grab your head. Stabby, stabby, stabby.
Makes sense, yes.
Yeah. But the Vikings, during their time period, they went all the way down to Constantinople in Africa, all the way to North America. And for about
explorers, they were settling.
They were settlers, explorers, raiders, merchants, pillagers. They went everywhere. And for their time period, they were some of the most advanced builders and crafters that you've ever seen. The dragon ships were like the F-14, the F-18 of their time period. They could pull them out of the water, bring them overland 300 miles, and throw them back in a river, and then go all the way down to the Black Sea. And so it's kind of strange to think of the Vikings as being, you know, as big as they were, because, for instance, Russia gets its name from the Swedish Vikings, the Rus, the Red. There were people in Iceland that have Native American blood because they brought back somebody Native American back to Iceland. So, I mean, they got everywhere.
Who were they fighting?
Everyone. They fought amongst themselves, chiefly.
Who was the good guy in the battle?
Well, it always depends on your perspective, but I would say the way they kind of saw the world, they were coming from a place that was pretty hard and rough. And they kind of saw the world, well, if you're not strong enough to keep it, then we're going to take it.
And the Viking Age would have been?
About 700s in that time period.
Through?
next 300 years after
that. Is that,
that.
Right? Yeah. And some of the artifacts and the things you see, you really get a sense of the creativity.
Amazing, beautiful artwork. Amazing textiles and crafts. Got to remember, everything was handmade back then. You know, I mean, to be able to walk over to a pond and say, hey, look, I'm going to turn this into a sword is pretty tough.
Believe in the power of a story, and this guy is a true storyteller.
I hope people come to North Host Fest and come and listen to some of the traditional stories.
Where do they find you?
I'm back next to the Viking village telling the stories of Thor and Odin and the gang, and it's a lot of fun.
You look like Santa, too, Mr. Viking.
Just a little bit.
Yes. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.